Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Beancast, episode 6. Today's episode will be about knitting techniques and what I've been doing lately with some of them. I just want to recap on the provisional crochet cast-on that I learned a while back. I've actually started using it again to make a sock, a toe-up sock, that I'm currently making out of my own hand-spun. I had some Columbia roving that I was spinning up, and I dyed it at first and spun it up into a little two-ply, which I really don't have enough to make anything like a shawl or I guess I could make a scarf or something, but I wanted to do something different with it, so I started making a sock, and I used the crochet cast-on to cast the toe stitches onto the needles so that I could do a short row toe sort of thing. I'm not very fond of the figure eight cast on for toe up socks. I've tried it. It's too fiddly for me, but the crochet cast on allows me to cast on the stitches that I need to start doing the short rows for the toe. And right now I'm at the, I just finished turning the heel, a short row heel actually. I just finished making that and I'm on my way up the cuff where I will soon start ribbing. And the other technique that I use with this that I'd learned recently in the last few months was backwards knitting. I'm one of those people that, well, I guess one of many who hate to swatch. And I especially hate to swatch in the round because swatching in the round, it requires casting on enough stitches to actually, you know, get around if you're going to use a circular needle. And here's the funny thing that the vast majority of my double pointeds are bamboo. And I'd say about half of my circulars are metal and half are bamboo. And as a result, I may not necessarily have the same size circs as I do in the DPNs. And so if I swatch in the round with DPNs to use a small amount of stitches and find myself, okay, this makes gauge. And then the circular I need, especially if it's something big enough to go on a circular like a sweater, you know, the circular I need, I don't have it in bamboo. I feel that changing the material of the needle actually changes my gauge. I can't speak for everyone else, but I feel most of the time changing the needle changes the gauge, especially with cotton, and so I get frustrated. So what I did was I learned to knit backwards so that I could avoid purling. I found that knitting backwards is good for flat swatches as well because it just goes faster. The reality of it is if I'm going to be knitting something back and forth, I would swatch the normal way, which is to, you know, knit forward and purl the other way because that more easily reflects the tension I'm going to get. Backwards knitting came in handy because it mimicked the tension I would get swatching in the round or knitting in the round. So I often swatch using backwards knitting in order to get a better an idea of what my gauge will be knitting in the round. I intend to use backward knitting for, I was going to use it actually, for swatching a sweater for my littlest one, but I've changed patterns and it's a back and forth pattern. So I'm just going to have to, you know, do my little gauge swatch back and forth. So I got two, you know, recently learned techniques in one project here. I think that's cool. One other thing I want to talk about, I don't know if it'll work for everyone. It probably won't work for every type of yarn. This is the thing. I was in the emergency room recently waiting my turn to be seen with a child, and I took my Northern Lights mitten with me, the second mitten, and I somehow managed to forget my little Notions basket, my little Notions bag, at home. And I got to where I needed to put the thumb stitches onto a stitch holder. And I'm sitting there cursing under my breath and people are looking at me like I'm strange. They probably think I'm mad because it's taking so long, but the reality, and it did take a while to get in there, but the reality of it was that I had realized, wow, I left my little Notions thing home and I have nothing to hold these stitches. Damn it. So I got desperate. I said, I'm going to have to stop at this row because I can't go any further because I've got nothing to put these stitches on. So I got this idea. First, I was going to take the back end of the yarn, you know, the other end of the ball, and sort of thread it through the stitches and just tie off a piece and use that as a stitch holder. But then I thought, well, no, I don't have anything with me, so I can't cut it. Although the yarn was easily breakable. I was using Knit Picks palette. The yarn was easily breakable, but then getting the thread, you know, in there was not going to work for me without some needle or something. So I held the little piece there, and I actually started knitting around over it to try and get the stitches onto it. But what I was really doing was just knitting another row with these stitches. And I'm like, well, crap. This ain't gonna work. But then something told me to keep going with that. So I must have broke off about a foot of yarn, maybe a little bit more. And I just kept back and forth knitting a few, you know, a few rows with the 13 stitches that I needed for the thumb gusset. And, for one side of the thumb gusset, actually. And so I just kept knitting that back and forth. And then I ever so gently pulled the needle out and felt the fabric. I said, you know what, this will hold while I go around. And it did. It held. I actually, just tried not to bump the stitches so that, you know, it wouldn't come loose. And it didn't, because it's wool. It didn't. And I was able to continue in the round, you know, casting on the remaining stitches and keep on knitting in the round until I was able to get home. And then what I did was I took the little stitch holder that I had and threaded it through that base area where I had the live stitches from before. And then I was just able to pull out the extra yarn that I had used to cast, you know, to knit those extra rows. I knit about 4 or 5 rows of those 13 stitches. And voila, the stitches were on the stitch holder, no lost stitches. And I was able to keep on going as if I had never left the stitch holder home. So you might want to try that. You know, just take even if you are home and you want to see if it works, or you don't feel like getting up to get your little Notions bag or whatever, you just take a piece of spare thread or yarn if you've got it. Well, actually, it's best if you use a yarn that's comparable in weight to what you're using. Or take the back end of the yarn if you can spare, you know, a foot of yarn. And just, if it's a small section, you know, just knit back and forth a few rows with that piece of spare thread. And just, you know, you can probably easily see where the live base thread, the live base stitches were. And you just go right on ahead and stick your stitch holder in there whenever you're ready, and keep on going as if nothing had happened. I really felt like, wow, I learned something. I made something up. I probably didn't. Somebody else probably figured this one out. But it was something I did in a pinch. It worked well, and I'd do it again. If it was only a few stitches, I would do it again. Of course, my dumb ass would probably remember to bring my, you know, Notion holder with me. But, and the thing is, it's only a little square box about 3 inches around. So what happens is, if I needed more stitches, I'd have to have a bigger stitch holder, and it won't fit in there. So, of course, I'd probably have to pull that type of stunt in the street more often, although reality would tell me I can't spare that much yarn to be wasting on knitting back and forth just to hold some stitches. But it's a thought, you know, small amount of stitches, thumb gusset, toe stitches, whatever. Just go ahead and do that. It works for me. What else? I'm also currently... Well, I have to make a confession. I know in episode 4, I said that I was going to... I was going to rip Kiri. And then in episode 5, I said I was going to rip Picavoli, actually, and not Kiri. Well, I did take the needle out of Kiri, and I've restarted it with a different yarn. I'm using Misty Alpaca 100% Baby Alpaca. in color maize. It's a lime green. It's like a lime, a light olive lime green, But they call it maize. I always thought maize was yellow. I don't know. But I'm working on that right now. And I'm actually following the chart this time, because before I was following the written instructions, and I think there's errors in the written instructions. I'm not going to get bent out of shape about it, but I do believe that following the chart is easier this time. I'm able to see where the center stitches are, because for some reason before, it didn't seem like the center stitches were lining up, and that made using stitch markers seem, useless. I was instructed to put stitch markers with every repeat, and the stitch markers on every repeat, they don't really help, because for some reason the stitch pattern is, when you look at the chart, it seems to be vertical, but the actual yarn overs are appearing to a slant, one off every row. So it's useless to put stitch markers with every repeat, because the stitch marker winds up having gone past you by the time you need it again. And I mean, yeah, I could just put new stitch markers in, and then I'll get confused about removing the old ones, and I'll have a mess on my hands. So just using stitch markers for the center stitch, it's working great. I always know how many stitches. Well, actually, I don't know the figure, but I always know if I've goofed up before I continue on to the next section, because the stitch marker for the middle is delineating everything. I've learned something with this Kiri shawl that's it just blows my mind. In the past, I have done little odd end things which are shawl-like in their construction in terms of the triangular shape, but not really shawls, like baby bibs. It's a baby bib that you cast on a stitch, and then you the next row you yarn over and knit. Or you knit one rather, then yarn over, then knit the rest, and then go back the other way, and back and forth, and you'll have these yarn overs on every end, and it creates a triangle. And that's the basis for a triangular shawl. But I'm learning something. I am knitting Kiri, and it is a shawl that is knit from the neck down. But the funny thing that what seemed odd to me was that the stitches are increasing. So I got the impression that I was knitting from the tip on the bottom, and that I would eventually come to the top, which would be at my neck. Wrong. That's not how it's working. What makes the yarn, what makes the shawl pointy at the tip is when you block it and the edging that you put on it. That's what makes the shawl pointier at the tip, the way you see it in a picture. Because I'm looking at the picture of Kiri, and I'm looking at my work, and I'm saying, wait a minute. The leaves are upside down. This is not working. What's going on here? Am I doing this backwards? I'm reading the chart. I know I don't need to turn the chart upside down. What's going on here? And, I did some investigation, and I asked a knitting friend in chat, hi, Anna. And she told me that if I look carefully at the construction of the shawl, it is really two triangles juxtaposed together against the center stitch line. And what I'm really doing when I'm increasing is I'm also increasing those little triangles. And if you put them together, it makes one bigger triangle, which I, understood. But I had to see how it really worked. And I'm saying to myself, wow. So each little arc of increasing that I'm doing on my circular needle is actually the long edge, if you will, of the two triangles that are put together on their short edges. Or rather, not short edges, but if you understand math or remember anything, I've got two right angle triangles there on their flat edges against the center stitch that are making one even bigger triangle. And like I said, what really helps to delineate the point at the bottom of the shawl is the edging and blocking. So I learned something really new, that I'm not really knitting a shawl from the bottom up. I'm really knitting it from the top down. So what I'm looking at as the, at what I'm looking at as I've already the cast on edge that I've done is not really the bottom. It's really the top. I think that is just way cool. It is, and now I'm really critical about how I cast it on, because I have to admit I cheated. I tried Kiri before, and I had a hard time grasping how to work the first several rows because you cast on 3 stitches with provisional yarn, and then you take your working yarn and just knit 14 rows. And I'm like, would you look at this mess? I can't make heads or tail of any of this. And, you know, it just, I just dealt with it, but it didn't look right. And now I just said, I remembered, you know, when I tried, you know, casting it on again, I remembered this is where I'd seen something like that and had that problem. So I just said, F it. And I just cast on 14 stitches and, 13, 14 stitches and just did what I had to do and just kept, and I really don't see much difference because there's going to be an edging on here anyway. It'll probably kick me in my behind when I go to put the edging on and I'm like, oops, where are the stitches? But nah, it'll be all right. I will figure something out because see, I got the little piece of tail here where I actually cast on. So I'll be able to find out where the end of the edging is and I'll just keep on going. Whee! So what else is there to talk about, ladies? If you check the Podomatic website where this podcast is hosted, you'll see some links about stuff that I've mentioned here. Links to, you know, where I got the idea and lessons, if you will, of backwards knitting. Probably some links to crochet cast on. You'll probably see a pic of the sock that I'm making right now. Like I said, I've passed the heel and I'm on the cuff. And, you know, just some basic links that I've got going on. Don't forget, the blog has moved. I am now at ladybean73.wordpress.com. I'm considering moving to my own domain probably sometime next year. And, of course, the address will change again. But in the meantime, ladybean73.wordpress.com. All right now, see you later. Bye.